We weren't good enough with our money to all be bankers. So we hopped onto podcast and made Broken Anchor.
Okay, welcome to the Broken Anchor podcast. It is Monday, September 14th.
Did you really just get that, like...
Look at him looking at the bottom of this.
Ever since we've been doing this on Zoom, I've been getting better and better at it because I realized that I have the date, like, right at the bottom of the screen here.
Hey, you can pull it up.
Hey, last week, I got this in stride. I had that in stride. So I'm two weeks in a row. I got it in stride.
I don't know how I feel about that. I like to see you struggle.
You don't like when my shit's not together?
No, you're cheating right now.
Yeah, that's... I'm going to have to take you to the principal's office.
Goddamn.
Okay. Guys, we're burying the lead here. Odell Beckham Jr. had quite the week, I would say.
You could say it was a shitty week, yes.
It was a shitty week for Odell. Yeah.
Like, I'd say it's so big that were you guys watching any of the NBA games that are happening?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Right. Now, did you guys happen to see the golden moment when Jalen Rose was commenting on something and then literally out of left field, they're all talking about basketball. He's like, that's cool. But did you hear about OBJ? No. He said, did you guys hear about OBJ? No, he said, did you guys hear about Odell? We're like, keep talking about this.
Dude, first of all, do we really think that this happened?
Yes.
You really think that this happened? Really?
You cannot be that successful in life and not have a few weird things about you.
See, that's kind of the theory here, is that every famous person is a little bit off.
Yeah. I mean, he's super successful. There's got to be something that he's into.
But that is quite the thing to be into.
I will say, if there's one NFL player who's... has the reputation that he does, who would be into that? Who would be into something OBJ. Weird? It would be OBJ.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, it would.
There's that thought, and then you look at the people who said it.
Okay, but we have to think the No Jumper podcast has to have some credibility after the whole Phoenix Suns thing a few weeks ago.
But did that happen?
That had to happen. Like, nobody came out and denied that one. Like,
to anyone listening who doesn't know, Odell Beckham Jr. was reportedly into I don't know how to word this.
He liked getting defecated on.
Into the funk.
Yeah.
The funk. He's got a thing about the funk in the bedroom.
Isn't that, by the way, isn't that called the Cleveland Steamer? Isn't that a thing?
Let me ask.
It's like an Urban Dictionary thing, I'm pretty sure.
I think it is, yeah.
That is just an unfortunate coincidence.
It sounds very familiar.
Listen, man, I don't know.
But I mean, hey, I'm all for it if the No Jumper podcast just turns into these girls hopping on and telling us weird things that these celebrities like to do.
But it's only going to go so far then, because then every celebrity ever is going to be like, why would I ever spend any time with you ever?
You know? Hey, but they can't get rid of stuff that happened in the past. So if it happened, then I want to hear about it.
You think they've been through some stuff?
Oh, dude. Within the last like month, we've had this girl basically had a train ran on her by the Phoenix Suns, and now OBJ likes it when girls poop on him. I mean,
I don't know, man. I kind of buy into the theory that they saw the Suns thing go crazy and they were like, oh, what else can we cook up real quick?
Perfect. You said they saw how crazy this went, so now we need more.
It took over the internet for a hot second.
It did. That's why I tweeted from the brand account like early in the morning. I just tweeted at OBJ. I was like, are you good? Like, is everything happening? Like, what's going on? But – did you guys see the Instagram caption that he put? Like, it was that day.
Yeah.
He said, he was like, it's when you got all this shit in the way or something like that.
I mean, did you see the merch that Barstool released for it?
No.
I remember them releasing merch. I didn't see it.
So it's a brown t-shirt, and on the front it looks like a Browns jersey, so it says Cleveland, like the 13.
Oh, and then it says
and then on the back it's 13, and the name instead of like Beckham Jr. is Steamers.
Oh my god.
Listen. I don't think it happened, and I honestly think, because it's OBJ. He's one of the biggest names in sports in the world, and I feel like there's a little bit of, well, who the fuck are these people? I'm just not going to even acknowledge this and move it along. But it is, that was an interesting.
But I mean, look at what happened to Tiger Woods.
This is not even close to what happened to Tiger Woods.
Literally, what you just said, one of the biggest athletes in the world, he was golf. He was in his prime. And then look at what happened. People got some weird shit that they do.
Yeah, dude, I think there's some.
You can't deny that.
I think there's some credibility behind everything that's said.
Yeah.
Like.
Like, if it was literally just out of left field, nobody would believe it, right?
And how do you not come out and deny that? Like, I don't know. If somebody said that I liked when people pooped on me,
yeah,
I'd come out straight away and be like, hell no. Like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Like, I've never even met this person.
Oh, my God.
But it took OBJ all day to get out a Instagram caption.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's...
So yeah, I think he was like, trying to think about it. He was like, I need to handle this well, but at the same time...
Because
like,
it happened. Like, that's why.
Yeah. Well, so who exactly are these people? Like, who is the No Jumper podcast? Like, what are these... What's their thing?
I don't know the whole dynamic of that podcast, but, like, basically those girls are, like, Instagram, like, models, from my understanding. Like...
Really?
Yeah. But no, you've heard, like, that's why the NBA was so strict on stuff. Like, you have to know, because, dude, they fly in these girls all the time to, you know, satisfy their needs.
Yeah.
So that's why the NBA and stuff was so strict. Like, you have to have, like, you have to prove you have had a, you know, relationship prior, like, with this person and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, that's why old dude from the Rockets got kicked out, because he invited that COVID tester into his room. You know, he couldn't get one of those Instagram models to fly.
When Lou Williams went to Atlanta to get the wings from Strickland.
Yeah, dude, all for the chicken wings, you know?
That was a
wild. Look, I hate to say it, but Stephen A. called it a long time ago.
What? That OBJ liked getting pooped on?
No, just the fact that these, well, we're talking about the bubble.
Like, oh,
you're gonna, you know.
Yeah.
He did not call it OBJ. Nobody called that.
I was gonna say nobody called this at all.
Saw that coming.
It is also kind of coincidental that it came out the week that the NFL comes back.
Oh, there's no coincidence. That was totally planned.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Non-coincidental.
Okay, like This was totally – they've had this plan for at least weeks. They probably saw how good the Phoenix Suns thing went with that one girl. And they're like, okay, what do we have on football players?
I thought you were going to say how good the Browns are going to be and how much press is going to be surrounding them. So.
Oh, the Browns are going to suck.
Look at what happened last season. I mean, they're supposed to be like what was it?
They're supposed to be playoff bound.
They're projected to win at least 7 games, I think, last season.
There was Super Bowl talk coming into
last season. I know there was Super Bowl talk, but, like, amongst the real analysts, they're, like, 7 to 8 games.
That's realistic. By the way, by August of last year, I was all the way in on the Super Bowl talk. I was like, Browns are winning the Super Bowl. This is it. And then last year happened. But this is the year, all right? This is the year.
Okay. The real question is, if the Bengals have a better season than the Browns, is Baker Mayfield out as quarterback?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Browns should trade whoever they could possibly trade and Baker for Joe Burrow.
Wow. That is
– figure it. I don't know how you do it. Figure it out. Figure it out. Get Joe Burrow. The Bengals are not going to be better than the Browns again.
For the guy who hasn't played in the NFL yet?
Yeah.
For that guy? They should trade Baker Mayfield for that guy.
Listen.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
And this is why Joe cannot be our football analyst. Yeah,
yeah. That's right. Why, like, every preview that I write or everything like that, it's like, no, this is by not an analyst. So I'm just a regular human writing this stuff. It's just my opinions. Don't kill me.
Speaking of previews, you guys remember that preview that came out on Netflix, like, a few weeks ago? That was causing quite the stir. About a certain movie in France. French movie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Joe?
No.
It's a little movie called Cuties.
What is
this movie? Yeah, okay. So here's the premise. So, essentially, a very closeted child who's got very strict parents and strict moral beliefs, Muslim, I believe, she ends up finding this other kid at their apartment complex, and she's, like, dancing and shit, and she's like, oh, I want to do that, and so then they, like, team up and then become a dance team and try to enter this competition. Now, I gave you what Netflix probably wanted it to be. But what it came off as with the trailer was, hey, let's dress up these 11-year-olds as slutty as we can and just have them dance like the WAP music video. Let's just have them dance like Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion.
11-year-olds?
It was so extremely sexualized that the world was like, what is happening? This is not okay.
Dude, it's like Dance Moms on, like, steroids.
Yeah.
Like, all so I've seen
really
is...
got into Dance Moms just because of, like, you know, who I am as a human. But I kind of got the gist of it. So the whole show just centers around, like the drama around, like, oh, my kid deserves the spotlight or something like that. Like, is that what Cuties is?
No.
No, I think it's
like,
right?
So, like, Dance Mom, you know, they're doing actual like, dancing, you know. This is just, like, from what I've seen on Twitter, like, straight up just, like, twerking and, like, all this stuff for, like, 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, apparently there's a clip in the movie where they're, like, all these girls are at school and the, like, popular boy goes into the bathroom or whatever, and the girls, like, push this other girl, and they're like, oh my god, go, like, take a picture of his penis.
And, what?
Like, you You're see 11 the girl, years like, old? Walking in with the camera, like...
Do you even girls at 11? Like, do you even... I think I still thought girls had cooties until I was, like, 17, at least.
Dude, I don't know. It seems like a really messed up movie.
Yeah.
Listen,
it is not. People have been putting out, like, those react videos on YouTube about this, and it is pretty well spread across the board. Nobody likes it.
Is it out? Like, the whole thing is out?
It's out.
It's still on Netflix?
I mean, according to the internet news, cancel Netflix is trending because of it.
Okay. I did see that.
Yeah. We're not going to cancel all of Netflix.
They can do it. It's the internet. I believe in the K-pop people. They can do it.
Okay, can we talk about that? Like, I think at least, like, a couple times a week, I wake up to somebody trending on Twitter that's like, oh, cancel Ariana Grande. Or, yeah, like, cancel, like, Travis Scott. And I'm like, what happened? And then you go to look at the hashtag, and it's just a bunch of K-pop stuff that you were like, I did anything actually happen, or are these K-pop people just going crazy?
So I can't remember if I mentioned this on the podcast or not, but some dude on YouTube pretended to be Drake in his Twitter account and then said, I'm dropping a new song on this date. And it was the same date as, like, BTS or some other big K-pop group. And all of K-pop Twitter were fucking flaming him. They said, really? You just dropped a song. You couldn't wait? Like, that is so selfish. Like, and then it started, like, the whole cancel Drake thing just because they were going to release a song on the same day.
Dude, K-pop fans are wild.
No, they're crazy.
I was going to say, speaking of, did you guys, this is a side, we can get back to the K-pop thing, but what did you guys think of the Drake music video with Justin Bieber?
I was about to ask about that.
I thought it was actually really good.
I thought it was hilarious. Because
Drake can't miss.
Yeah.
He cannot miss.
Well, it was a good song. And then, just the angle that Bieber took with it of like, cause you know that watching that music video, the thought going through every like 17-year-old's head is like, oh, did he get divorced from what's her face? And then like at the end of the music video, he was like, oh, I just had this crazy dream.
Can we talk about his ringtone when they're walking the dog?
Yeah, it was baby.
Yeah. I thought that was great.
But yeah, K-pop Twitter is something that I don't know. I've just never really gotten into, but
I have no understanding of it whatsoever. That's
the thing. Like I don't.
Hey, shout out to them for their dedication to their
crowd. K-pop fans can change the world. They can they can shape our governments. They can.
Listen, they kind of have.
I know they have.
Like it's not they can't, it's that they have. Yeah.
Maybe we just need to get a huge like K-pop following. And
yeah, that's what we need to go get a K-pop guy.
Dom, how do you feel about writing about K-pop?
Bro, that was a long time ago when I'd listened to that stuff.
Well,
that was a different generation of K-pop. Hey man,
might be worth looking into again.
Yeah, get a K-pop beat writer.
It's wild. You know we're not canceling though.
What?
The Roll Blob podcast.
Okay.
That's not getting canceled anytime soon.
Oh, that is alive and well.
So I never really asked because I just didn't really expect that you guys would have like sat down and listened to them before we sat down with them and said like, hey, we want you to be a part of the company.
I'll tell you what, after that clip that I saw, I had to.
Ugh. I mean, so they're going to be broadening into more like just college basketball stuff in general. But for now, like I'm happy that they're doing the Xavier stuff because this guy that they talked to on Friday was an electric factory. I like this guy. It was awesome.
He was something else.
Yeah. Dennis Stu. Yeah. He's an interesting dude. He tweets at us semi-regularly, I think.
Yeah, he's pretty active for like his age. I mean, I don't know how old he actually is.
Yeah.
But
let's do some
his age. He
said he's the class of 69 in Xavier.
Nice.
Yeah. So that means he would have been 22 and 69?
In the summer of 69?
That a boy.
Yeah.
That's why you're paying the big bucks, everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no, I'm really happy with where they're taking the Roll Blob pod, with where they're taking the Roll Blob podcast.
That Roll Blob logo is fire.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Like, I honestly considered about ordering a sweatshirt with Roll Blob on it. Because that is...
I made that. I don't want to brag, but I made it.
Speaking of logos and things. So, let me tell a story here.
Oh, great.
It's been over a week. It's been over 10 days since I had initially commissioned an individual off of Fiverr to make a few things for us. You know, spent a whole $10 on it. So yeah. We'll see.
So you did not spend a Fiverr?
No, I did not, unfortunately, because I had too many things that I wanted to make. If I wanted one logo, yeah, five, yeah, with like unlimited revisions.
Right.
But where I'm at right now, I got it. I said, hey, give me these three logos. I've talked to you guys about it. It's still to be revealed if we'll ever get it at this point. I don't know. because I emailed him this week saying, hey, like the beginning of this week saying like, hey, like what's the update on these logos? Cause I was given like a 7 to 10 day window. Cause this guy was kind of busy. Like, okay. Yeah, that's fine. So I'm like, where are these logos at? He's like, sorry. I'm like working on these revisions for these other people. And like, I haven't been able to like put too much time with yours yet. I'm like, okay, no worries. Just let me know. Give me something back, you know. I'm just waiting on it.
I feel like so, when it's your job to do that, like you probably shouldn't say like, oh, you know, I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, like.
But I mean, that was still within the 7 to 10 day window. But then, this week I was like, hey, so like, is there any update on this? He's like, yeah, sorry. I had to go to the hospital. I was like,
what? What?
I was like,
what?
You did what now? He was like, yeah, I started coughing a lot. I might have COVID. I'm like, okay, cool. But like, did you bring your sketch pad and your digital like thing? Like,
I mean, I get that you have COVID, but like, also, what are we doing here, buddy?
Yeah, like, you seem pretty asymptomatic to
gonna
me.
Gonna need a logo there, pal.
Like,
yeah. I mean, but also, we're paying this dude $10. Yeah. $10. So it's
not like he's like contractually obligated to paint the Sistine Chapel for us or something.
I felt bad because I emailed him and it was like 2 in the morning because he's halfway across the world.
Right. So and that's so, like noon to him.
Yeah, so. When I emailed him, I was like half awake. So that's why I said something as stupid as that. I'm like, did you bring like your stuff with you? And then I put like the LOL at the end.
That's what we're going to title this episode. Dom does not care about COVID.
LOL. Publish. Dot, 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 LOL.
Publish. Yeah.
But yeah, so I haven't gotten anything back from him. I may or may not have lost $10. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Some may say I lost $10 with Dogecoin, but that's still alive and well.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I spent $10 on that. I still have stock in Dogecoin.
Yeah, but is it $10 worth of Dogecoin?
Let me see. I mean, I'm
$10 and half a cent.
So I bought it, and it was at 0.0045. Blah blah blah, right?
Cents.
Dollars, because it still has the dollars. So it's less than a cent.
Yes.
Yeah. Less than a thousandth of a cent. Less than a hundredth of a cent.
I was gonna say, yeah.
But now it's at 0.002777.
So you lost 2/1000ths of a cent.
Yes.
That's gotta be tough.
So what is your investment at right now?
For Dogecoin?
Yeah.
So that week when we saw it, you know, it was pretty good because it hit that spike. That was about a little over a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Let me show you the projections of since.
Dude, that was way early on.
Let me show you the projections of when I bought it.
Ben, was that your first episode?
It might have been.
You see that?
Oh,
that's,
wow.
That's where it's gone.
Yeah.
What? Wait, did you buy it before the spike?
It kept on spiking. That was the day it was spiking.
Oh, okay.
So have you made money off Dogecoin?
No, not at all. I have lost money. Yeah, that's fucking easy to say.
We've lost what's 0.002 of a cent times 10, right?
Yes.
Well, no. More than that, because he has a ton of shares of it.
I have 2,271 shares.
Yeah.
That's what $10 bought me 2 months ago. So, fingers crossed we hit 1 cent. And your boy's selling.
Because when you do, woo!
Yeah, that's a $200 business dinner for all of us.
You're going to cash out on that one, buddy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so anyways, going back to it. Yeah, we don't have logos from this guy yet, and I'm like, I've been dogging him about it, and now I feel bad because he may or may not be in the hospital. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like it's Ben's whole stuff, right?
It's Ben's whole stuff, Sidetrack Kings, and what was the other thing? There's another.
You should probably get stuff made for Morgan.
Yeah, I'll start looking into that.
But speaking of Morgan, she's been sending us some very interesting feet pictures.
I know, right?
Oh yeah, dude.
Look, guys, we've hit that level of famous. Where we've hit the
we're getting feet pictures, people.
There's a threshold you need to break before you're just weird, and we just broke that.
Are we into? We're not OBJ level yet.
I know.
Yeah, we're starting off with the lower fetishes.
Yeah.
And working our way up.
Work our way up.
But how is her foot now?
I believe it's broken.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Dude.
Yeah.
So she sent me a Snapchat apparently the same day she was sending you guys Snapchats. I never got the foot picture. I got a picture of
you never
her.
Saw the foot?
No.
Oh.
Let me backtrack here.
Let me see Morgan if I have
had,
one.
Morgan had an accident on a scooter. Moped, as she said.
Yeah.
She was
She wore flip flops onto a moped going like 20 miles an hour.
Dumb move.
Yeah. All-time dumb move.
Got to be up there with Dom on a longboard. Dumb move.
Yeah. Hey, now. I'm dumb.
The only Snapchat that I got from her was just a picture of her. It was her face, and she was, like crying, like, bawling. She was, like, just crying.
No, hey, Joe, I'm about to send it to you. This one isn't as bad.
Her foot looked like a peeled banana.
What?
Like her big toe looked like a banana that was peeled.
Yeah, Joe, you should have just got it.
Am I going to throw up looking at this?
Oh!
Ew. That's gross.
Yeah, and I guess it's now broken. That's why in our group chat, I am now Dr. Ben.
You are Dr. Ben.
You're Dr. Ben. Yeah.
Because I told her, I'm like, hey, you could have broke it, you know? Like.
And I said, hey, I mean, worst case scenario, Dr. Ben can just chop it off. You don't need it anyways.
Yep.
There's plenty of people in the world with 9 toes.
But isn't it if you lose your big toe? That's like work. It's like it's something to do with balance.
Yeah, I was about to say. I don't think a lot of the people with 9 toes don't have a big toe. I think your big toe is pretty important when it comes to walking.
Hear me out. This could be the start of robotic prosthetics. So we give her a robot toe, and that's just the beginning.
What is it attached to?
That's why
her foot, the stub of a foot that's left.
Wait a minute. So you're saying cut off the entire foot at this point?
Oh, at one point it did escalate to
a few foot thing. I think it escalated to the entire leg at one point.
I was like, I mean, you might as well just throw it away. Like, it's no use to you now. Chop it off. Ben's got you.
Okay. Well, wait a minute. Then, Dom, I feel like I need to ask you this now. If you had to cut off one appendage...
Yeah.
What would you cut off and why?
Oh, man.
Well, I'd probably lose a foot.
I'd lose a hand before I'd lose a foot, personally.
No, I'd be okay with losing a foot. Because if it was just a foot, like, I could still use my leg.
Yeah, but, like, if I, like, so... Besides walking... 2 feet, I'd be able to walk, no problem.
I don't know, but okay, besides walking and, like... Besides walking, running, I don't know. Like, that's it. But
prosthetic legs are, like, really advanced now.
They're super advanced.
Like, there's really nothing for your arm.
Yeah.
You know?
Besides that robot, the robot thing that was like... You know what I'm talking about?
Like, whoa, I don't know what that was.
Oh, the clip of the dude with the robot arm, and he's like...
Oh!
And then he's just like...
Yeah, yeah.
He keeps packing the table, and he keeps trying to turn it off.
See, I at least know it would be possible to still play golf with a cut-off leg.
It's not even a leg. I just get rid of my foot.
Okay, but I'd want to at least cut off far enough where I could wear a prosthetic leg.
You can wear a prosthetic foot.
I don't think that's a thing.
Is it not a thing?
I
think if you're gonna like own up to just doing a prosthetic, I'd go full leg at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like prosthetic just want it with a prosthetic feet are foot.
Such a real thing.
What?
Prosthetic feet are super real.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd trust the like half leg prosthetic before I just trust the foot prosthetic.
I mean, if I just had like a ball joint attached to this prosthetic foot coming off of my other leg, I wouldn't be mad.
You can't control that at all.
I could still have the walking motion.
Yeah, but you can't control that at all. It's just a metal thing attached to a ball on the edge of your leg.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, it's fine.
You need to be able to use, like, your ankle and stuff to walk.
That's what the ball joint is for. It takes away that pressure.
Yeah, but you can't, if it's a prosthetic and not your body, then your brain can't tell your ankle to bend when you're walking.
I need to change the way I walk a little bit. That's all it is.
You just need to make a little adjustment to the stride there.
I'm going to pimp walk it now.
I am. And people will be like, wow, that's a pretty dope guy. He's got a lot of confidence.
So you think losing a foot ups your cool factor? That's what you're saying now?
Losing my foot forces me to up my cool factor.
Hey, I mean, maybe it does. So back at the golf course that I worked at, we had a guy who would come in, and he had a prosthetic leg. Played, like, the most golf I've ever seen in my life. Like, he would get there, like, when we first opened and play at least, like, 36 holes. Like, he'd play a ton of golf. And, like, he was a nice 36? Guy. So, what?
36?
Yeah, dude, he played a ton of golf.
18 holes take you a couple hours.
What?
I guess that's when we're playing.
Yeah, I mean, he'd play by himself, and he'd be done by, like, lunchtime.
Yeah.
I'm perfect.
But one day, our assistant pro asked him, he's like, hey, I'm just curious, like, you don't have to answer if you want. He's like, but does it ever just, like, fall off, like, the leg? Does it, like, does it ever just fall off? And the dude's like, oh, yeah, like, not, like, all the time, but, like, you know, like, randomly. So he proceeds to go into the story about how he was on a date with a girl, and I guess his leg just fell off under the table. And I'm like,
that girl is now his wife, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm like, how do you explain that, like, if you, like, didn't know that he had a prosthetic leg? Like, oh, sorry, that's just my leg. It's like, well, can you move it? You'd be like, give me a second.
What do you do? If you're the girl on that date, what, like, is that a positive?
I don't know. I guess she took it really well, and I don't know how it went after.
I was going to say, was there a second date?
I don't know. I didn't get that part of the story, but it didn't. It sounded like he was able to make it more into, like, a funny kind of thing.
Okay.
So he used it to his advantage. So Dom, if you're looking for tips, if you ever get something cut off of you, I can probably get you in touch with this guy.
All right, he'll be my mentor through the whole thing.
I don't know why I thought you were gonna say dating tips.
I mean, hey, apparently he's good at that, too.
Listen, just cut off your leg and use a prosthetic. It's a great icebreaker, you know? Yeah. Dude, okay.
Take off my leg when I meet a girl. Hey, nice to meet you. Oh, my bad. I'm supposed to shake you with my hand. not my foot.
Well, because I guess, like, if you have a prosthetic leg, then you don't have, like lactic acid. Like, you can't – it doesn't get tired, right?
Oh, shit. It's a prosthetic leg.
Yeah. So you can do whatever. You can do a million things. I mean, like, that's what – that's like the – remember the dude in the Olympics who had basically, like, springs?
Yeah.
Springs for legs, and then now he's in prison for – what did he do? He, like, beat up his wife or something like that?
No. So what had happened was – they thought that there was someone breaking in.
Yeah.
And his wife grabbed the gun and shot him in the legs.
Right, but why is he in prison, though?
No, he shot her.
He shot her.
Yeah. So he's in bed.
Wait.
And he hears like, rustling or something, like, in the bathroom or something. And, well, this is the supposed story. Obviously, it didn't – his story didn't hold up in court because, you know, he's in prison for, like, murder.
Didn't too well for him.
But yeah, that was his story, that he was in bed. His wife was supposedly in the bathroom or something, and he thought it was an intruder, and pop, pop, pow, pow.
Boom. Yep. Boom. She's done now.
But yeah, no, I think I'd lose my whole leg before I'd lose a hand, but I'd lose a hand before I'd lose a foot.
You know, Joey Zelik almost lost his whole leg.
What?
Yeah, when the tiger started dragging him.
Yeah. And he shot his revolver in the zoo.
Dude, yeah. My favorite part of that is, like, I don't carry the gun because of the animals. I carry it because of the people.
Right.
Proceeds to shoot the ground because the animal is attacking him.
Right.
What is did we get an update on that situation?
Ben, please inform him when he timed out.
I mean, so have you heard about that bitch Carol Baskin?
So that bitch Carol Baskin now owns Joe Exotic's zoo.
Besides that.
No, yeah, I've not heard the update about that bitch Carol Baskin. Did that bitch Carol Baskin kill her husband?
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to say yes, but not the update I was looking for.
Okay.
The update I was looking for is she is going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And there was a full-on petition to get Joe Exotic out of prison to get him on that show.
I want it. I need it.
How many people are in the United States? All of those people would be watching Dancing with the Stars.
315 million.
I mean, they'd do, like, Super Bowl ratings.
Oh, dude, I
Joe Exotic and Carol.
It will be the most watched single program on television ever.
Dude, that would be. I mean, first of all, they would have to do so many checks on Joe Exotic at all times to make sure that he does not have any weapons or meat or anything that he can, like, do something with.
They would probably have to film in, like, different studios.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
they'd be like, all least. Right, we're moving. All right, judges, time to go over here to Joe Exotic studio.
You know, Joe Exotic would kill Dancing with the Stars, though.
Oh, it would be – that would be so electric.
He'd dance to his own music.
Oh, he would.
So here's a question then. Would he dance with a guy or a girl?
Have they addressed that ever in Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know.
I don't think they have.
Have they done two guys? I don't know. I haven't really kept tabs on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. All I know is they fired, like, whoever the host was and Aaron Andrews from it. That's all I know.
Mario
Aaron
Lopez?
Andrews worked for Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
They fired Mario Lopez?
Nah, he wasn't the host.
He was for a while.
Nah, there was some other dude that was a host. But they, like, cleaned house.
Honestly, like, between Mario Lopez and Nick Cannon and Ryan Seacrest, they host most things on TV. So if it's one of those three, I'll probably believe you.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. Sad. Oh, well. Yeah.
No, you couldn't figure it out, Dom?
Couldn't quite get there.
All right. No, I looked up Mario Lopez and Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, oh.
Okay. Nice. All
right. And that was research with Dom.
Oh, yeah.
No, dude, who do you think would win, though? Joe Exotic's probably a better dancer.
No, he's got that limp. Remember, he's using a crutch for like half of Tiger King for no reason. No explained reason.
Yeah, but his hips don't lie. I could probably...
Well, I'm pretty sure his Tiger biting his leg doesn't lie either.
Yeah, but I bet once the cameras get rolling, though, he'll figure it out. Yeah.
It seems like he is great in front of a camera.
Yeah.
Is he going to set the studio on fire like he did with the alligator?
Oh, I forgot about
I mean,
that.
Can we just get a full-on Tiger King cast version of Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, that'd be like, electric.
You know, you'd have old Meth Mouth, whatever his name was.
He got new teeth.
I know. Then you have the dude with no legs.
Who's the dude
I don't know legs? How that's going to happen.
Oh, there was the guy who... Was it The Godfather that The Godfather's based off of?
Scarface.
Scarface. The guy that Scarface is based off of. So there's that guy.
Yeah, then you could have...
Doc Antel, whatever.
Doc Antel. You could get the dude on the jet ski.
Oh. Did we ever find out what he got? Why he's like so willing to be an informant?
Because if he wasn't an informant, he was going to go to prison for a long time.
Right.
Because he was trafficking endangered species.
Yeah.
Okay. But
we can get Jeff Lowe's babysitter.
There's that too. I guess I was going to say though, like with the informant guy, dude, the only thing that he said on the show that he got busted for was that he just had a lemur in his store.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You don't cooperate with, you know, whoever for a lemur.
There is a lot of stuff going on that we have no idea about.
Guaranteed. That dude was pushing probably all types of animals, and if they're like, you cooperate or you're in prison for...
What if that guy was the ringleader of everything? We just didn't know about it. He was like selling the tigers to Joe Exotic and that bitch Carol Baskin.
Hey. I mean, all I learned from that show really was that I could buy a tiger cub for like $4,000.
Yeah.
True.
Everyone thought that. And they're like, households all over America were saying, yo, can we pull together our stimulus checks? We can have a house tiger.
The wrong message. Such the wrong correct. Message to send out.
It is the correct message.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
I don't know, man. I have heard that there is something in the works about like a sequel.
What kind of sequel would they do?
Yeah,
they do like a follow up. Like, so I guess there's a lot of like legal stuff going on.
Well, yeah, everything. Because they had to. But Jeff Lowe or whatever had to shut down Joe Exotic Zoo or whatever, and then apparently Carol Baskin owns the rights to it now.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Joe Exotic's still in prison.
Yes.
I mean, that there's your update.
Yes. Apparently they're working on something. I have some well-embedded moles.
If Joe Exotic is not out of prison, no, I don't
want it. Pause. Did you hear what he just said?
Yes, he has whatever. He has sources.
He says, I have well-embedded moles. Like, no, you don't. What?
Are we going to call you the next Sir Yacht?
Oh, dude. Don doesn't know about this because he's not on Twitter.
No, I'm not.
Oh. Dom, some, so there's this guy named Sir Yacht who's on Twitter,
who is apparently the CEO of Ohio.
Yeah, single-handedly bringing Big Ten football back.
Yeah, you guys mentioned him in the group chat.
Oh my God, dude, he is. So he apparently he's talking. So the Big Ten right now is deciding on whether they're like figuring out how they're going to get a football season together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Sir Yacht, is saying that he has a source with like that he's I think he said at one point that it's like it's an athletic director of a Big Ten school that is just talking to Sir Yacht to break some news. And so Sir Yacht has been like the insider on like, well, we just got to get one more president to sign off on it. We just got to get one more, like this has to happen. And then like Big Ten football is going to be back, stuff like that. And Twitter's torn because I don't know whether to believe him or not because his name's Sir Yacht.
Well, so the thing is, the stuff that he puts out sometimes is news that gets broke by like actual like people who do this for a living.
Right.
So it's like he's not wrong. But it's also how much faith do you put into him? Because it's like, you know, who's your actual source here?
Right.
If he is our only hope for Big Ten football, I am going to hold on to this guy with everything I have.
But, can you name the Big Ten in the Big Ten Conference?
Well, so there's 14 schools in the Big Ten?
Makes no sense.
There's 14 schools in the Big Ten. There's 10 schools in the Big 12. And I think the Pac-12 actually does have 12 schools. But other than
they didn't come here to go to play school.
Yeah.
So math is not their strong suit.
No. Correct. All I care about is the Horizon League Raider up.
Woo! Raider round ball.
Yeah, Raider round ball.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I college football is not going to be the same without the Big Ten in it.
They have to play. That's all I'm going to say. They have to play.
I think they're going to. They just have to figure it out. With the amount of money.
That was great insight. I think they're going to. They just have to figure it out. Wow. You know, that. Woo! I'm glad you said that because I don't think they've heard that yet. So I think you might have just broke the – you might have did it for him.
Well, listen, because with the amount of money that these schools make for just playing a football game. So, like, for instance, Dom, one Penn State football game. Do you know how much money Penn State makes from one Penn State home football game, if you were to guess?
Yeah, it's a fuck ton, just like any other big school.
Give me a ballpark.
And they still don't pay the players. So like
give me a ballpark. How much money they make per game?
Per game?
Per game.
Let's assume how big is their stadium?
Big.
Well, that doesn't give me because I'm need to give me some numbers. You don't need to tell me. We're gonna guesstimate and say we're over 100,000.
Probably. If not, close.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. That's what you're guessing for money?
For, like, the stadium
size? Yeah, no, I'm asking you how much money on a game night does Penn State make?
Well, that's why I still need the number, right? So, like, we'll say it's a pretty large stadium. We'll go to, like, 60,000. Average ticket being at least $20 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just like up there.
Mm-hmm.
Not considering, you know, farther down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like we're doing six figures.
107,282 can fit in Happy Valley.
Okay, so maybe like upwards of a million something.
It's like I think I might have this wrong now, but I heard the figure a couple of years ago and it was like $3-4 million bucks a game.
Per game.
Per game.
Is that just ticket sales at the gate?
I think that's like all together. They make that a game. So for the athletic directors, for the whole Big Ten conference as a whole to just say, we're going to sit this one out because we can't do it. Especially with the NFL and everyone else playing.
Yeah, not a good look.
They're going
to play.
The Pac-12 not playing, who cares? Nobody cares. Guys, Notre Dame plays football. We're taping this on Saturday morning. Notre Dame plays football today. With everything that's happened in 2020, everything that's gone on, just hearing like Mike Tirico say, and here come the Irish, like when they come out of the tunnel, I might cry. I might break down in tears. That's going to be a big time
for me. Make sure you film it.
Big moment of my life.
Yeah, film it.
Yeah.
Like the leave Britney alone person, be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a big moment. Can't wait. Can't wait. Well, so that's the show. We got a big week ahead on the blog. A lot of video content going out. Make sure to check the merch store for new merch for the Roblob stuff. Really cool stuff.
Stay tuned to see if we ever get dental.
Yeah.
Honestly,
we will see you guys on Monday. All right.
Monday.
Let's go with the best week of all time.